I find that I'm a passenger
leaving.
Honestly, folks, I am way more into containment, arc, labor, Tony Blair, strafe right plan than I should be. But my gosh, as Keir Starmer, since his baby face turn with that speech last week, I mean, not only has he been posting up a storm against immigration every day, but they are proposing and rolling out things that are really kind of like too base for words, to be honest. I mean, this one caught my eye when I was scrolling through. I didn't see anybody talking about this. Labour want to use the prison population to fix the potholes. Now, I know I've talked quite a bit about the potholes on this channel in the past. My last potholes video, unfortunately, didn't get the views, but it's one of those big issues. Everybody's talking about potholes in the whole country. And I said, if you remember, that you can hold me to it, that Starmer will reduce immigration, both legal and illegal, and he will fix the potholes. Okay, those are the three things I said. You can hold me to that when the time comes. Oh, the fourth one was, and he's going to put the woke away as well. Okay, that happened a while back. But here, I'm kind of fascinated because if you recall the last potholes video I did, I talked about how Starmer is not going to fix the potholes because the cost of fixing them is something like £18 billion around the country, and Labour, or something like £16 billion. It's between £16 and £18 billion, if memory serves. But Labour, the government, have only allocated £1.6 billion to the local councils in order to do this. And despite the fact that he said, you know, he's going to be holding the local councils to account, he's going to be, you know, on them like a ton of bricks if they, you know, don't fix the potholes with the money that he's given them, it's obvious that they have underfunded the fixing the pothole scheme by at least a scale of 10, right? I.e., the councils need 10 times the amount of money that Starmer has allocated. However, when you consider that the great majority of that cost is for the labour involved and for the council workers, no doubt controlled by unions, who do that work, getting them out, scheduling it, and so on, I'm kind of fascinated by this proposal to basically bring the chain gangs back. You know, do you remember all those chain gang songs? But anyway, I mean, this kind of like tickled my fancy a little bit because it's such an illiberal, authoritarian, you might even say Soviet style or Stalinist style solution. I mean, just basically open the gulags, let's get the prisoners to do it, okay? They're calling it hard labor. But this is a real story, and I'm just going to share my screen here to talk about this a little bit. This was published on the 18th of May, so just 2 days ago. And criminals could fill potholes and clean bins under government plans. The source is, of course, the BBC here. Convicted criminals could be told to fill potholes and clean bins under plans the government is understood to be developing. As first reported by The Sun on Sunday, the Justice Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, and there she is, there's Mahmood, is said to want to expand unpaid work, which she believes to be too lenient. She is understood to want probation teams to work with councils so that local authorities are able to assign jobs to offenders. Private companies would be able to employ those who are on community sentences. Offenders would not be paid wages, so effectively prison slave labor, but the money earned would be paid into a fund for victims' groups. It comes as prisons across the country are struggling to deal with overcrowding after the number of offenders behind bars hit a new high. A government source said, with prisons so close to collapse, we are going to have to punish more offenders outside of prison. Okay, so there is a kind of practical element to this as well, which is perhaps not so good, which is basically we don't have room in the prison, so they're going to find, you know, quote-unquote community work, you know, do the potholes in lieu of actually being in prison. So you could argue it's more lenient, but anyway. We need punishment to be more than just a soft option or a slap on the wrist. If we want to prove that crime doesn't pay, we need to get offenders working for free with the salary they would have been paid going back to their victims. They added this meant doing jobs the public really want them to do, not just scrubbing graffiti, but filling up potholes and cleaning the bins. Writing for the Daily Telegraph, which is a Tory paper, by the way, the Labour Justice Secretary, Miss Mahmood, who describes herself as a card-carrying member of her party's law and order wing, said that tough community orders work. So an independent review of sentencing carried out by former Conservative Justice Secretary David Gawk is expected to be published this week. It was commissioned last year after overcrowding led to the early release of thousands of prisoners. Okay. Now, and there is, it carries on going, but basically, right, when I posted this on, you know, Twitter X, some people pointed out, like, well, yeah, could is the operative word here. But honestly, this looks like it's happening. She is the Justice Secretary. She's all for this. The former Justice Secretary wants it to happen. And all the Tories are able to say, this is Robert Jenrick, says, the announcement was failing to protect the public, to govern is to choose, and today she chooses to release early criminals. So, okay, that's the Tory line. But actually, I actually think this is a great idea. I think it's a fantastic idea because we want the potholes fixed. It's, you know, community service done for the actual good of the community. And most importantly, it massively saves on that 16 to 18 billion pound cost that I quoted in the previous video. So this is genius. This is a kind of what I was talking about when I said, well, look, when Labour get in, yes, they're leftist. Yes, we're going to have to put up with a lot. But that at the same time, Labour have a habit of going to places where the Tories won't go, okay, of trying to, like, get the job done no matter what, of doing things that may be considered illiberal, okay, not from a Jedi. And this is exactly the sort of thing that I had in mind, that Labour will go there in a way that the Tories won't. No part of Starmer or his cabinet is going to think, oh, that's a bit illiberal. No, this is in the grand tradition of, you know, Marxist-Leninism or where, however it is these people think. So, yeah, I'm kind of up for these thinking outside the box sort of solutions, and I kind of love it. There's a creativity to it. There's a will to power to it, and this makes me excited. Honestly, I've never been more excited than by what the Starmer government is doing in the past week. I don't forgive Southport. I'm not happy about how the tenure started. I put a lot of that on Sue Gray. I think the big man, Tony, is back in the saddle. And there are signs of it all over the place. And honestly, I'm liking a lot of the stuff that Starmer is doing at the moment. I could have talked about the trade stuff with the EU. You guys told me last time, we're not interested in trade stuff, AA. Boring, yawn. Well, I mean, you're not interested in potholes either. Guess what, guys? Politics is boring. But I honestly think that this is a tremendous step forward, and I would love to see it happen. I would actually love to see the prisoners be the ones to fix the potholes. That would be great. And actually, it's probably good for their rehabilitation and their well-being as well, and all of that stuff. Fantastic. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Trivium, buy it now. Foundations of Shakespeare, also available. Many other courses, the original and the best, the Academic Agency, buy it now. And I will catch you later on for office hours. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.